In 1996, Bill Gates said, "Content is king." And boy, was he right. 3 decades later, it still occupies the throne. For lawyers, law firms, and companies serving the legal industry, content marketing and thought leadership marketing are a must if they want to build their books of business or increase their revenues. Hi, I'm Wayne Pollack. I'm a former Am Law 50 senior associate who discovered the world of content marketing and thought leadership marketing and hasn't looked back. In each episode of this podcast, I interview lawyers and legal industry in-house marketers who are doing big things with their content marketing and thought leadership marketing. This is Legally Contented. Welcome to Legally Contented. I'm your host, Wayne Pollack. This is a practice pointer episode where I give you some food for thought that hopefully helps you and your colleagues do bigger things with your content marketing and your thought leadership marketing efforts. Thought leadership isn't just some marketing and business development tactic. It is a compounding asset that could pay huge dividends over time. Compounding in the financial world is the principle of earning interest on both the initial principal that you've invested and the accumulated interest over time. So if you're getting 5% interest on your savings account and you have $100 in your savings account, well, with interest, you'll have $105. But over time, you get 5% back on that $105 and 5% on that and 5% on that. So as often as that interest compounds, you are able to exponentially increase the amount of money you have because you're getting interest on both the principal and the interest. Thought leadership is a compounding asset in that its benefits increase in value over time, just like your savings account will through compounding interest. Here's a couple of ways that compounding works with thought leadership. First, it compounds in the form of audience discovery. When you publish an article or a podcast episode or video today, people might find it on their own, or they might find it through your publication of that piece of content in a third-party publication or on your social media channels or through an email newsletter, etc. But people will also find it later through searches, through algorithms on platforms like YouTube that serve up similar content or content that a searcher might be looking for. When you think about this, you're going to have clients, referral sources, media outlets, conference organizers, recruiters, or people who want to work with you will find your content over time. Just because you've published an article today or published a video today, it doesn't mean that it will stop being discovered. Over time, as more people are searching for the topics that you're writing about today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, they will find it, even though it wasn't published that day, that week, that month, or even that year. Another way that this compounding works is for your business development efforts. When you publish an article today, yes, it goes out and people find it, but you can then refer to that article down the road when you have a meeting with a client or a prospective client or a current or prospective referral source regarding a legal issue or a business issue that you've previously covered in your thought leadership. You can turn to that thought leadership and point out the fact that, look, we covered this, actually, the same topic, the same general idea last year. Here's a blog post. It's still relevant. It still is accurate based on the state of the law. That previous piece of thought leadership that you're using today in a one-to-one business development situation shows off the knowledge and wisdom you have regarding an area that a client might need assistance with. The third way this compounding works is that it grows your network. As more people consume your content and share it with someone, whether publicly or on social media or privately by forwarding an email or copying and pasting a link to one of your articles in an email to somebody else, as more people consume it and share it, your network grows. As you produce more content, there's more content for people to view, for people to share, and thus for more people to consume and to share. You can imagine that work grows because you are producing content that is being seen by more and more people by the nature of you producing more content that gives more people a chance to consume it and share it. Some of these people may become clients, some might be referral sources, but still you have a network that's growing based on the content that you are producing. The final way, at least for the purposes of this discussion, that thought leadership is a compounding asset is that it builds your reputation and builds trust with your audiences over time. As your personal library of thought leadership content grows, you are giving people an ongoing opportunity to see that you are an authority regarding the areas of law you practice or the industries you serve because you are consistently putting out relevant, valuable, and compelling content. You're not just a fly-by-night producer. You're not just producing content once a year. You are consistently building your reputation and trust from your target audience because they see you out there again and again producing content. The more thought leadership content that you produce, the better your reputation gets and the more trust your target audience has in you because they're seeing just how knowledgeable and wise you are about the work that you do. That being said, there is a caveat when it comes to thought leadership as a compounding asset. In the financial world, compound interest works best when you continually add money to the pool through contributions, through deposits. That allows there to be a bigger pile for which the interest can apply and compounding to work even better. Same thing goes with thought leadership. If you want your library of thought leadership content to be a compounding asset, you have to regularly contribute to it. It can't be a once a quarter thing. It has to be a regular occurrence. You are regularly publishing thought leadership in whatever form. In addition, it can't be salesy. It has to be relevant, valuable, and compelling. It's got to be the kind of content that shows off your knowledge and wisdom regarding the work you do, the areas of law you practice, the industries that you serve, the views you have on the business of law and the practice of law. It has to provide value to your audience. When it comes to money, your ability to accumulate compounding assets can be a key driver of your financial success. When it comes to your legal practice, the ability for you to create and accumulate compounding thought leadership assets can be a key driver of your marketing and business development efforts. If you're interested in learning more about how to create the kinds of relevant, valuable, and compelling thought leadership that compounds over time, check out lawfirmeditorialservice.com. We have plenty of videos, blog posts, and podcast episodes that can help you do just that. Well, that's a wrap for this Practice Pointer episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you received some value from the episode, please leave a review for us on your favorite podcast platform and maybe tell 1, 2, or even 10 of your colleagues about the podcast. If you have a content marketing or thought leadership marketing topic you would like us to discuss on a future Practice Pointer episode, please email us at hello@legallycontented.com. Until next time, thanks again for tuning in to Legally Contented.